This is Science Friday. I'm John Dankosky. That sound means it's time to talk about our new macroscope video. It's up now at sciencefriday.com. Video producer Luke Groskin joins me in the studio to talk about it. Luke, what is under the macroscope this week?
Well, this week we're looking at a subject that's quite near and dear to my own heart. Colorblindness. Our new video looks at the work of two visionary researchers, Dr. Jay and Maureen Knights, who have successfully cured colorblindness in two squirrel monkeys.
Ah, okay. So this is personal to you. Why is this personal?
Well, I myself am colorblind.
Uh-huh.
And what that means is I don't see the world in black and white like a lot of people think. Most people, 99% of all people that are colorblind, have red-green colorblindness. And what that means is I see red and green differently from the way a normal visioned person actually sees it. So, for example, if I go and I look, I'm walking out in autumn and I'm looking at those beautiful fall leaves, well, they're kind of boring to me. They don't really look that much different than they used to look. Or if I go out shopping, I buy a lot of blurple clothes, which are clothes that could be blue or purple.
Blurple.
Yeah, I have no idea what color they are. It also means that, you know, I can't join the Air Force. I can't be a pilot because I have to be able to see those lights at the end of the runway, or I have to be able to see certain colors in the Army setting or something like that. And it also means I would have a lot of difficulty being a nurse. I can't see certain pills. You know, I couldn't tell if a patient is in trouble. You know, I can't go up to a doctor and say, doctor, he's turning blurple.
That doesn't work. So what causes colorblindness? It's genetic, right?
Yes, it's totally genetic. It's not something that you can catch. About 8 to 10% of men have it, and about 1 in 200 women have it. Now, what's really going on is that there's a faulty gene on my X chromosome, which causes the red and green cones in my eyes to lack a pigment or have a skewed pigment so that when the light comes into my eye, I don't pick up on it. And that in and of itself can change drastically how I view the world. And because it's on the X chromosome and women have two X chromosomes, there's far less likely that they'll get two faulty genes. And so the one gene kind of covers for the other one.
Ah, okay. So you talked about this potential cure for colorblindness. Tell us a bit more about this.
This is the work of two decades of research by Jay and Maureen Knights, who are a neurobiologist and a geneticist. And, you know, they've been working on this for a really, really long time. And they realized that squirrel monkeys, male squirrel monkeys specifically, have red colorblindness. Now, females don't have any sort of colorblindness whatsoever. And so what they did is they injected the red color pigment gene into a virus, and then they put those viruses into the retina of these monkeys, and it cured their colorblindness.
Wow. You've got some great footage of the monkeys taking a color vision test. Can you explain what they're doing in this video?
Oh, it's really, really cute. So before they gave them gene therapy, they're looking at a screen, and they see a yellow blob on the screen, and they smush their faces against the yellow blob, and when they do that correctly, they get a little treat. They get a little sugar snack. So after the gene therapy, they're doing the same thing now with red blobs. So they know that they're able to, you know, take the test properly. And they also gave this test, by the way, to other monkeys that didn't have the therapy, and they still failed the test when they see the red blobs. So they know for a fact that these viruses had changed the genes inside these monkeys' eyes.
You got to watch the video just to watch the monkeys smush their faces. So, okay, could this work in humans, do you think?
Oh, yes. It should hypothetically work in humans. So they have the gene that for humans. They have the virus. They're ready to go. They're just waiting for the FDA to prove it. And conceptually speaking, you know, we should be able to have these sort of perceptions, this change in perceptions. It should work because the monkeys, it worked on monkeys.
So this is something you're looking forward to, especially because you're a videographer. You make videos. You've got to deal with colors all the time. Was this video hard to make for you?
This is one of the more difficult videos I've ever had to make. I have many late nights frustrated staring at a screen going, I think the apple's red. It could be red. A lot of turning to my coworkers being like, okay, can you tell me, am I showing this? Is this right? Is this dark green or is this light green? It was a little really frustrating.
Okay, so maybe there's some hope. Luke Groskin is Science Friday's video producer. You can check out our macroscope video, A Cure for the Colorblindness Blues, at sciencefriday.com. Thanks so much, Luke.
Thank you.